didn't have a whole lot. And yet they provided and they gave out of what they had, and God took it and multiplied it, increased it. And throughout the famine, that one lady, every time she went and opened up the pot, there was oil in the pot. Just think about the blessings of God for Sylvia here today. We're just excited about hearing a praise report from you, Sylvia, that God's going to meet your needs soon.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You have another gift there, Jonathan.
I sure do. This is from Jackie in Lake Worth, Florida. And Jackie had a great praise report. He said about 10 years ago, one morning as he was listening to Adrian Rogers, that God touched his heart. He pulled off the road, surrendered his life to Christ, and he's been serving God ever since.
Amen.
He said, I'm encouraged every day by WCNO. And he said, I'm calling in, giving, to encourage others to keep on doing that, because many lives are being touched and changed.
How many people like Jackie have had their lives changed through the power of Christian radio?
That's it.
You know, he talks about pulling off the road and giving his heart to the Lord. I remember during one prayer and praise, we were on the air. A fellow called us. He was on his cell phone walking into Publix, and his life was in a mess. His marriage was in a mess and everything. And standing inside the Publix on the telephone,
praise God,
on the line with some folks here at the station, he gave his heart and life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Say one more for Jesus, right there.
One more for Jesus.
Just one more, and one more.
And one more. And so you never know. Well, friends, once again, today is our last day of prayer and praise. The phones have been ringing this morning. That's a wonderful thing. 888-221-8990. And by the way, Jackie, you helped us accomplish something. We just went over that next $1,000 level to $169,055. Tell you, God is good. Calls are coming in, and we are down to our last day. This is our final day of prayer and praise. Now, we just prayed for a brother out there that needs some work, and we were asking the Lord to meet his needs. Well, you know, we never know how this is going to work, and this is not what we do on a regular basis here, but Sylvia is praying for her husband to have work. Now, I don't know what kind of work he does. We have a sister named Sharon who called in, said wants to know what kind of work he's looking for, because she can hook up people with construction workers, welders, electricians, plumbers, and boat workers, people that work with fiberglass. And so, I don't know, Sylvia, what your husband's looking for, but if that's of interest to you, I have a phone number. Call back. And we'll pass that along to you. Yeah. You see, giving back to the community and helping people is what WCNO is about.
That's another way to give right there.
And that's another way to give. So, Sylvia, or if anybody else out there needs work and you're in construction or welder, electrician, plumber, something like that, maybe that would be something that would be of interest to you. I've got a phone number here. Tell them it's at the desk with Tom.
And, hey, Tom, speaking of phone numbers, it's amazing what happens, how many calls we get when we do give it out. So I'm going to give it out one more time,
sure,
real quick.
Okay.
888 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990 or WCNO.com if you want to give online.
Amen.
So, Tom, you know, I think it was a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, a customer, a listener called in and said, "Tom, I just love your style. You're smooth as butter." Remember when he said that?
I tried to forget that.
That's all right. It's cool. You guys really flow, and I just like coming in and encouraging. This is important. I'm like a fish out of water here. Maybe I'm smooth as cottage cheese, but I just want to...
It's creamy, though.
Well, it's all right. I'm trying to get the good word across, and it's important for the gospel. So I just want to say a couple more things, and then I got to get going. But while the people call in, again, it's 888-221-8990. I'm sitting here looking at David's Bible in front of me, and it's open. And I've been praying for wisdom and discernment lately, and it's like God's nagging at my heart. Just, here it is. This is my instruction book. Read your Bible. Mm-hmm. You want wisdom? You want to learn? You want to grow? Just open the book and start reading. And, of course, the Proverbs are so good and the Psalms, but, I mean, the New Testament, Tom, how much can we learn from that?
It's the book of life.
Yeah.
It's the roadmap from where we are to where we want to be.
Figured out for us. I know. Hey, and don't forget, Tom, we've got that $20,000 carrot that was dangling in front. If we reach our goal, we got that donor that was going to give.
That's
what
right.
What was it? Alan could figure this out, but what is it on a six-month basis? $10,000 or $20,000 over a year?
$20,000?
$1,667, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could do that $1,666.67 for the next 12 months by this anonymous angel, longtime supporter of the station, if we reach our goal. If everyone... lifts a little higher.
That's right.
It's all in for Jesus. And just remember, you can't outgive God. Those are the big three.
Yeah. And this came in the other day, and what Paul is talking about. We have an angel that said if we reach our goal by 6 o'clock today, that they will give an additional gift of $20,000. And so that's out there. And that would certainly take care of some of the other things that are needed around here. So we're very grateful.
It all goes
thankful.
To the station, doesn't it?
Amen.
So, and supports that.
Amen. Well, listen, Paul, we've got a couple of gifts here. Mark in Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $50 this morning. God bless you, Mark. We appreciate that. And Stephen from Sebastian. So we've got calls from Port St. Lucie and Sebastian. Stephen from Sebastian giving a gift of $200.
Great. Thanks,
and that
guys.
That takes us up to $169,305. We're $25,695 away from having that goal completed. And again, today is our last day of fundraising, the last day to give and get it in and have it counted. And certainly there's a lot of folks out there, perhaps you haven't renewed your gift. Well, how about renewing that gift today? That phone line is open. It's a toll-free number. It's available from anywhere. And Paul, give them that number once again.
888-221-8990. 888-221-8990 or WCNO.com.
And David and Becky have given a gift of $100 here. They're from Port St. Lucie. David and Becky, God bless you. That takes us up another $100 step toward our goal. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Give us a call.
I learned a lesson.
And that's Brian Duncan, Traces of Heaven, this morning. Our time is 7:57. Rolando from Lake Worth said he appreciates On to Perfection, which would be on about right now. And he will be back on the air next Monday, Rolando, at this time, because today is our last day of our fundraising effort. So next Monday at this time, Pastor Trevor Banks will be back on the air, along with Joyce Meyer and Charles Stanley, Adrian Rogers, Dr. McGee, all of them. Every program will be back on the air next week. But if you miss him this morning, Rolando, you can tune in tonight at 7:45, and Pastor Banks will be there this evening. And Rolando is giving a gift of $200 from Lake Worth. So God bless you, Rolando. Thank you for your giving here today. And that takes us up to $169,605. We are just $395 away from that next $1,000 level. And I'm telling you what, it's
rolling. Things are happening rolling. This morning.
That's right.
We got a good momentum.
The people
here
of God are giving and sowing into the ministry. Again, this is our last day of prayer and praise, and people are stepping up. Maybe you've been waiting all this past week, or maybe the last 2 weeks, to give and sow into the ministry. Well, we hope that you'll not let this day go by without doing that, because it is your gift of financial support that makes this radio station possible. We just heard about a fella, Jackie, talking about how listening to Adrian Rogers, he pulled over on side of the road and received Christ into his heart and into his life. How many people out there, Paul, do you think today are being blessed, maybe in the way that they accept Christ as Savior?
Well,
they are hearing that good news.
Exactly. And how many people have contributed over the years, and how many of our listeners have helped these people? How many circumstances that we don't know about?
That's right.
How many people have been affected, giving their life to Christ through this station? And it's all part of us helping and sharing with others the Great Commission, really.
Amen.
So that powerful word saves people. And here, case in point, we got a perfect example, don't we?
That's right. Well, the lines are open today, and we're coming up on 8 o'clock. If you'd like to join us for that gift of support, our telephone lines are open at 888-221-8990. Our local number, 772-221-1100. That's the local number, 772-221-1100. If you're unable to get to a phone this morning, we want to remind you that our